In our previous year, we had a very extensive discussion in understanding the din of Shnayim Shesua, that certainly in a situation of Zeh Yochel, where each one of us could do the Malacha individually, the Halacha is that we're Potter. And we explained that there's Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi versus the Ramban, the Rajbah, and the Ritva. Why? Rashi said Shnayim Shesua is because it's Shloike Derech, it's in the category of Shloike Derech, which is Potter on Shabbos. The other Rishonim said a Chiddush, because to be Chayiv, you're only Chayiv when you used all the energy that you required. Shnayim Shesua, each one of us could have done it individually. We didn't use all of that energy, and therefore we're Potter. And therefore, in the case of Zayin Yochel, where we both need each other and we are using all of our necessary Koyach, we're Chayiv. But what's clear is that Zayin Yochel is Potter. So the Ramah, in the Shaul Tshuvas Ramah, Simen Ayin Vav, asks that the Gemara, throughout Masech the Shabbos, one could even say throughout Shas, has a discussion of different situations where Malacha has to be done on Shabbos, and what is the Halacha, how should the Malacha be done, may it be done. Two great examples are bringing Karbonos, Bezban Shebeis HaMidosh HaYakayim, when the Beis HaMidosh was standing, Karbonos were allowed to be brought on Shabbos. And nowhere does the Gemara suggest that the carbon should be brought by Shnayim Shesua. The Gemara says we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to bring a carbon. Or, we all know the halacha is, that a Mila Bezmano is Doich Shabbos. And nowhere does the Gemara suggest that the Mila should be done by two Mayalim to avoid the problem of Chil Shabbos. But asks the Ramah that if the halacha is that Shnayim Shesua is Potter, so why don't we just have the bris conducted by two individuals and will solve any issues? So the Migdash David says that when the Torah says that you're allowed to bring Kabbonos on Shabbos, or when the Torah says that you're allowed to do a Mila Bezmano b'Shabbos, what the Torah means to say is that you're allowed to do a Mila Bezmano b'Shabbos even if it involves Chil Shabbos. So in other words, the way the Migdash David is explaining is absolutely there is a way to do the bris on Shabbos that would avoid any problems. But there's no need to do it that way. There is no need to do it that way because the Torah doesn't require of us. The Torah says that it's Hutra, which is not so Pashut. And that's not so Pashut. The Be'er Yitzchak takes a different approach. He says that when two people, why is the halacha, says the Be'er Yitzchak, when two people do a malacha together, you potter? Because it's shloike derech, as Rashi said. So what is, if it's shloike derech, says the Be'er Yitzchak, because the patur of shloike derech makes that the malacha was done in a way that's not choshev. Says the Be'er Yitzchak, but if two people would do a bris together, or if two people would bring a carbon together, that makes that it is being done in a way that's choshev. And since that makes that it's being done that in a way that it's choshev, then you wouldn't have the p'tor of Shnayim Shesua. So the Be'er Yitzchak actually is teaching us a gewaldige chiddush. The Be'er Yitzchak is teaching us that the halacha of Shnayim Shesua is potter is only in a case where it's not choshev. But if in a case where it's choshev, there is no p'tor of Shnayim Shesua. What is the machloikis of the Be'er Yitzchak and the Migdash David? It seems that the machloikis, the Be'er Yitzchak, the Migdash David is actually the machloikis Rishonim. According to Rashi, the p'tor of Shnayim Shesua is specifically because it's Shloike Derech. But the Be'er Yitzchak is teaching us that Shnayim Shesua Shloike Derech is not a general p'tor. He's saying a chiddush that Shloike Derech doesn't mean that if you do something in Shabbos, Shloike Derech automatically becomes mutar. Shloike Derech is only permissible because that takes away from the chshivas of the malacha. But in a case where you don't have that factor, in a case where the malacha was done shalayk derech, but it's still being done, and something chashiv, something significant is being accomplished, you don't have the patur of shalayk derech. The Migdash David is not taking that approach. The Migdash David is saying that whenever he's following the approach of the Ramban, and the Ramban's approach is that it depends on how much energy or lack of energy is being applied in doing the malacha. And therefore, if the malacha could have been done by one person and it was done by two people, so you didn't have that amount of energy. So certainly that can't be considered Chil Shabbos. So therefore, says the Migdash David, the Ramah's question is a great question. The halacha should be that the milah and the carbon should be brought by two people. Therefore, because of that, he only has to say, Taurus, that we don't have to come on to that, because the Taurus says that there's a p'tor of shnai, there's a mitzvah to do a milah b'zman b'Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to bring kabbonis on Shabbos, and since there's such a mitzvah, that makes that we shouldn't have to try to figure out ways of circumventing doing the mitzvah. But perhaps there's another way of explaining why one shouldn't bring a carbon on Shabbos, b'shnayim shesua. Why one shouldn't make a milah on Shabbos, b'shnayim shesua, even though it could ostensibly help us avoid a problem of chil Shabbos. Because shnayim shesua is not only perhaps a p'tur in chil Shabbos, but shnayim shesua also tells us that when you do a malacha through shnayim shesua, it's not considered that you did the malacha properly. So on Shabbos, that's actually a plus, because if you did the malacha through two people, so you didn't do something significant, and therefore you're potter. But by milah, we want you to do a proper milah. By kabbonis, we want you to bring the carbon properly. And since we want you to bring the carbon properly, bringing a carbon through two people is not having brought a carbon properly. Because that means the malacha, the avodah that was required in doing the carbon, wasn't done properly. And the same is when the milah was done by two people. The maisa hamilah is not a maisa milah when it's done by two people. A maisa milah that's done by two people, that maisa milah is a lacking milah. And therefore, it's not the way to do it, even though it may help you avoid a problem of Chil Shabbos. Which really comes into another question, which is not the subject of today's shir, but the question is, by milah, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah of milah that the child should be a gemalata, that the child should have a bris? So it makes no difference, if that is the case, how the milah was done. As long as the child has a milah, then we've accomplished our goal. If, on the other hand, we understand the mitzvah's milah is that the maisa milah is part of the mitzvah, so then it changes the entire situation. And if that's the case, then certainly shnayim shesua is not considered having done the milah properly. And since it's not considered having done the mitzvah properly, we shouldn't do the mitzvah that way on Shabbos. This question has other ramifications. What would be the halacha in a case where a Yisrael and an Akum did a malacha together on Shabbos? Would that be considered in the category of Shnayim Shesua? Or is it not considered in the category of Shnayim Shesua? A Yisrael and Akum, or Yisrael and a Cotton, what would be the halacha? So if we follow the approach of Rashi, the Rashi says that the issue here is that it was done Shaloi Kederach, so it makes no difference who my partner in doing this malacha was. I did the malacha together with someone else, and this is a malacha that's normally done by one individual, and a malacha that's normally done by one individual, when it's done by two individuals, is in the category of Shnayim Shesua. But if we learn that the Ptur of Shnayim Shesua, as the other Rishonim learned, is because I didn't expend all of the energy I needed to expend to do the malacha, then the halacha will perhaps will be that that will be considered, that that still will, then now this won't have the p'tor shnayim shesua. Because since the person that I did the malacha with is an akum, or somebody who's not a ben chayuva, so since I did the malacha together with someone who's not a ben chayuva, so the halacha is that his energy is not a factor here, because he's not a ben chayuva. I'll give another example. The Paiskim discuss a situation where a carriage was taken by two animals. Two animals are leading a carriage, where it could have been led only by one individual. What would be the halacha by what animal? The halacha is that considered shnayim shesu or not? It could well be that according to Rashi, the halacha is that it depends. Is it the derech for this carriage to be led by two people, by two animals, or is it not? That's the only factor to take into consideration. But according to the other Rishonim, that the factor is not the one animal or the two animals. The factor is energy. So maybe that, and as we said in our previous year, according to those Rishonim, it's only a p'tor from Karban Chatos. It is not a p'tor from any other issue. So those, according to those Rishonim, it wasn't said by animals. It was only said by people. And since it wasn't said by animal, it was only said by people, so you wouldn't have a p'tor of shnayim shesua where two animals are pulling carriage, which could have been pulled by, and is normally only pulled by one animal. Another issue that I saw the Paiskim discuss is what would be the halacha if you have to carry muksa. And, of course, we're not allowed to carry muksa, but kalach yad, we've learned, muksa may be carried. What would be the halacha if two people would carry muksa? You want to carry something that's muksa, you don't want to have one person carrying it, you want to have two people carrying it. Would you have the p'tor of shnayim shesua or not? It could well be that the p'tor of shnayim shesua, according to Rashi, will apply. Why is if Rashi is saying that the p'tor of shnayim shesua is the p'tor of kalach yad, so this is certainly in the category of kalach yad. If, however, we learn that the p'tor of shnayim shesua is because of the special din of, as we've been explaining, of energy, so that doesn't apply. That wouldn't be applicable, maybe by muksa. And therefore the halacha would be that, and as we're learning, it's only a special p'tor in Karban Chatos, but it's certainly considered that you did a malacha. So if muksa needs to be carried, suggesting that it should be carried through shnayim shesua would not necessarily be a great eitzah. But what we have in our Gemara is that only in a situation of zeh yochel v'zeh yochel, we, each one of us, could have done the malacha ourselves, but we did the malacha together. So that's what we learned, that Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, everybody, they all hold basoy soy, yochel chasoy chayiv, shnayim shesua p'tur. But in a case of zeh eino yochel, where each one of us could not have done the malacha ourselves, where it took both of us, where both of us had to do the malacha, then they hold the tzchayiv. And again, the reasonings that we've given for zeh yochel being potter are the same reason why zeh eino yochel is chayiv. Because according to Rashi, again using the example that we've given previously, let's say we're carrying a heavy object, which is an object that cannot, and just to make it simple to understand, according to all the explanations we've given, it's an object that can never be carried by somebody himself. So there everybody would agree that that's the derech. And since that's the derech, Rashi will say that you're chayiv. And similarly, according to other Rishonim that say that this vort of energy, again, we have the same concept to say, since I used all my energy to carry this table, just even if I'm using all my energy, I can't carry it myself because it's just that way, it's just too heavy, so that's why I'm going to be chayif. And I saw that the Paiskim use this concept in other areas of halacha, not just in Hilchos Shabbos. One of the areas that I saw that the Paiskim discussed, very much related to people who learn, is that in many communities, they have a Chabur Shas, where they finish Shas every year. And why did they have these Chaburs? Because certainly it's very difficult to finish all of Shas by oneself in a year. If you have a whole community, everybody together, everybody takes a Masechta, everybody takes a certain amount of Dafim, then Shas can be completed. And we're learning now that if it's a situation of Ze'ini Yochel, Ze'ini Yochel, the halacha would be that all of us are considered having done the malacha, because I can't do it myself and you can't do it yourself. So Chabura Shas, by having this Chabura, and we all learn Shas together over a year, it's a case of Zayin Yachal v'Zayin Yachal, and it's considered like we all learned the whole Shas every year. Another example I saw is that there's a very famous Pesachei Tshuva. The Pesachei Tshuva discusses in Hilchos Ksiva Sefer Torah, the halacha of writing a Sefer Torah. So the Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideya Simen Reish Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph, discusses a situation where a community wants to write a Sefer Torah, but they can't afford to write a Sefer Torah. It's very expensive. So they all combine together. Everybody contributes towards the writing of Sefer Torah. And of course the question is, not one individual paid for the writing of this entire Sefer Torah. So is that considered that we were Mekayim Mitzvahs Ksiva Sefer Torah? So he suggests that since it's a situation of Zayin Yochel, no one individual in this community has the ability to write a Sefer Torah by himself, but we need to combine together to write the Sefer Torah. But we're learning in our Gemara that Zayin Yochel is considered like each one of us did a Malacha. So I saw an interesting Shaila in the Shaila of Tshuvas, Kinyan Torah B'Halacha. He discusses a situation where during the 9 days, we know the many years, that if there's a seal, so it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah, and meat can be eaten. So while it be the halacha, he says, that we want to have a meat meal, so we join together an entire group of people that are going to learn a Masechta together. Every one of us will learn one blot, and like that together we will finish the Masechta. Is that considered a situation of that us that we could eat meat? So I think that it really depends on the way we're understanding. We're saying Zayin Yochel in a situation where no one of us could do the malacha ourselves. We need to do it together. So if it's a situation where no one person can learn more than one daf, so then maybe that's considered a Zayin Yochel. But if it's a situation I can learn more than one daf, and you can learn more than one daf, to consider that Zayin Yochel, that it should be considered that both of us did the malacha, may be a stretch. But to conclude our shiurim on the subject of Shnayim Shesua, I saw a beautiful vart. The opinion of Rabbi Shimon of our Gemara is that even in a situation of Zayin Yochel, even a situation where neither of us could do the malacha, it is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that you're still patur. So I saw that the Mefarshim say that there's a famous memra of Rav Shimon in Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Hei Amabez. Rav Shimon says, Yocha Ani Lifter as Kala Olam Min Hadin. I can make the entire world potter from any judgment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? So the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara says in Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amar Aleph, Oma Antignus Lerebi, Guf V'Nefesh Yechayon Lifter Atzvam Adin. The combination of the Neshama and the Guf could exempt themselves from any din. Ketzat, Guf Oima, Neshama Chata. The Guf says that what causes a person to sin? The Neshama. What's the Raya? Shimyam Shepesh Remeni. From when the neshama leaves the person, hareini kiguf, hareini mutl kemedodim. I'm like a dead stone. Neshama imer is gufchot. The neshama says it's the guf that causes one to sin. Shmiyam shvarashti mimeno. From the day that I left the body, hareini parach avikatzipur. I'm free as a bird. I'm not doing any sin. Amrloi. So Rebbe responded, "Emshla mashal ma'adavad daimer." I'll respond to you with a mashal. L'mel basvadam to a king, shayla padisnah that had a beautiful garden. V'ha'yiba b'charis nois, he had beautiful trees and flowers. V'ashiv v'ashnei shamrim, and he appointed two guards, echet chiga v'echet suma. One couldn't walk, and one was blind. Amle chigal suma. So the person who couldn't walk said to the person who was blind, "B'charis nois ani roya b'paradis." I see beautiful flowers, but I can't walk. You carry me, and I'll pick them up, and we'll eat them together. Roch of Chigar Gabasuma, the person who couldn't walk was put on the shoulders of the person who was blind, and together Vaviyim Vachlam, they combined together and they ate them. The young Bar Baal Pardis, then the king, the owner of the field, comes. Amla Becharis Nos Hechenhein. We are these beautiful flowers. We're the beautiful fruits. So the person who couldn't walk says, "It couldn't be me. I don't have feet." And the blind person says, "It couldn't be me because I don't have eyes." What did the king do? He put the person who couldn't walk on top of the blind person. And he judges them together. Says the Gemara, "Af Hakadosh Baruch Hu may be neshama. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will bring the neshama, the zorkim the guf, and put it back into the guf. V'don oisam ke'echad and judge them together." So this is a situation of zayin yochel v'zayin yochel. But says Rav Shimon, "Our Gemara, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda holds zayin yochel v'zayin yochel is chayiv. Rav Shimon holds zayin yochel v'zayin yochel is potter. That's why." Yochani lifteth kol oilam and adin, because we'll all be zayin yachal v'zayin yachal, but we should be zaychat ha'tayra with zay yachal v'zay yachal.